It's been a minute. The League Podcast is back, goddammit.
They've been asking.
I know. We've been in high demand. But I can't even front. Look, the main reason why we had to pretty much stop was too many conflicting schedules. You know what I'm saying? As you know, we are an independent in-house production. And we do a lot. And there's other things that take priority. It just, you know, the League Podcast is very low on the totem pole. It's definitely a passion thing amongst us three, and trying to bring our Madden League to life a little bit more in a different capacity. So that's why we haven't been here, but we back. So this is the League Podcast presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. One of your hosts, FIFA 24/7, got to my right, KB Inch, and to his right, I got Mr. AKA I Get No Super Bowls.
He been waiting to say that. He been waiting to say that.
The whole year. I ain't get shit either, though.
He been waiting to say that for a minute, bro. Because who called me out about that? Was it CJ? CJ and Adrian, one of them.
Now, but you know why I had to do it? Because when we first started.
That's the crazy thing. Niggas forget.
The inaugural one.
That's what I'm saying. The trophy's named after me. You hope you know that. It's named Duce. It's a Duce trophy you're supposed to get at the end of the year.
So, you know, he talked all that shit about winning that. So you got to come what come with it.
And Lou Hayden asked him about some, of course you won. You had Andrew Luck and AB. Hating-ass nigga, boy. That was
shit,
a Lou.
When Saquon was still an X-Factor in this motherfucker, boy. Man.
I could make him one again. No, trust me. I could. I've been thinking about teetering with the Giants for a little bit, but I just, they got too much to rebuild. Y'all niggas ain't got, y'all not giving time to niggas rebuild no more.
Nah.
You got 5 years to rebuild.
I traded for Saquon.
You traded?
Yep.
Oh, you at the Niners too? Mm-hmm. You always be one of the gluttony of riches and shit.
Hey, man, hey. Players win championships. The front office just makes the moves and put the people in place. But the players got to win, so you need the talent. But look, we're gonna jump back a little bit and give y'all a very brief overview of what happened with Madden 22. I think it's fair to say, I think y'all would agree with me, Nate primarily dominated 22. For the seasons that he did play.
Got his rings and dipped.
He's fucking John Elway on her ass.
Yeah.
You know, in 22, did you make a Super Bowl in 22?
I did, yeah. I made, in 22?
Yeah.
No, not in 22.
So you didn't make a Super Bowl?
Not in 22.
You made a couple Super Bowls in 22.
I played four fucking Super Bowls. I'm the fucking Redskins.
I think I may have made one.
I know I made two. I made two? I made two, because we've been playing since 20, right?
I made three. You played Nate, I remember.
Yeah, you had one that you that no one respects, and then you had two other appearances.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Then the last season, you went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I went to the Super Bowl. And my ass
lost. Yeah, I haven't been to the Super Bowl since
21. Oh, yeah, also bullshit. You know what, Ken? I feel like it shouldn't have happened, but it is what it is. It was a good play for Killer Cam, the fumble, you know what I'm saying, that killed my drive.
I knew it was going to happen.
Can't open up a wound, man. I just remember that whole fucking play.
I saw it. I said, you were playing with fire a few times in that game. I did.
I typically do. But I feel like it's always been my play style, and it has worked. It has put me behind the eight ball, you know, every now and again. But it's just one of those things, I don't know, like, if I don't play that way, I can't win. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I have to take those type of chances if I'm going to pass as much as I do.
Yeah.
You know, and that particular play on that fumble, I was trying to get out of bounds. It's not like I was trying to get extra. He got to me before I can get out. Hmm. And it was, you know, a gang tackle about 2-3 dudes. And
somebody going to fumble. That's why I hate running with QBs.
Yep, they always fumble.
Yep.
Even with Truz on sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen. But, yeah, man. Okay, so I've been to three. I didn't even remember. Like, 22 is a blur. I was mad that last season.
We definitely try to knock out, like, two seasons in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
Just so we can get so we can squeeze the most out of 22 before 23.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to play that last season. I was going to sit out.
But it was just going to be a long ass time before you played 23. It was like, what else?
I don't know. I still wanted to continue to work on my game, and I was just like, "Fuck it, I'll play," because I think I was coming off the Super Bowl loss as well. So I was like, "You know what? And I knew that given how that season went, like Cam wanted like his shot back, you know." Yeah. So I ain't want to just duck out and not give him a chance.
That's what's up. See, that's why I fuck with Cam, and also I feel like. This was the most reverse Ken has ever been in terms of
managing. Oh yeah, the last two seasons, the last two seasons, that nigga was throwing. Hey, I don't think I've beat you in the last two seasons. Like some, I think you had like a favorable record against me on the last two seasons. Cause like when we played, you were throwing it way more than I'm used to, and I had to adjust to that, and then we would just have our battles back and forth, and where I would get too greedy when I shouldn't have, as always, just because. And I feel like he be knowing like this nigga gonna do something like, yeah, yeah. So that's always been my downfall, but yeah.
You played a lot of discipline games like against me as well. Sometimes I got a feeling why you take those plays. I ain't gonna say on air why you take some of those chances. But other times when you locked in and focused, like I know I gotta lock in and focus. I'm like, nah, he ain't gonna gamble and do shit away.
I'll say it. When I'm locked in and focused, it's really me on a leash. It's literally me saying like, I wanna pick this play, but I should pick that play. That's the play that no matter what, it's a safe play. It's gonna get me what I need to get to move on to the next play. With this, with certain users like y'all too, it'd be like, fuck, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm trying to win. Yeah. I'm trying to talk shit. Because like, I'll be disciplined and I'll be like, you know, why the fuck am I being disciplined? This nigga ain't disciplined. This nigga throwing it like it ain't shit. Like, he treat me like anybody else. Why am I not doing the same? This is the bad side of me. And that's what I be throwing picks and all that other shit or doing other shit. And I'm like, then I come to find out, like, damn, if I would have kicked the field goal, I would have won the game.
Yeah. Oh, I won a lot of games.
Yeah, that's what I realized. Most of the time, field goals will win you the game. That's crazy, more than touchdowns.
Madden 23, you better take all the points you can get.
It's different. Yeah, it's different. Get into it.
Yeah, man. So look, obviously we have now moved forward to Madden 23, and I feel that in this Madden, right? I think 22 was a better preparation than 21 to 22. Mm-hmm. I feel like 22 was like, oh shit, this is different, especially moving to the next gen's consoles as well. Because when we started this thing, everybody was on PS4s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And going to 21 to 22, we moved to the new console. So it was some adjustment, and I feel like it wasn't enough of like learning curve. Like we started from scratch in the middle, right? And I feel like with this one, I love all of the changes, even though I haven't mastered anything yet. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I get the game, but what was once, like my eyes, I have to reteach my eyes. Mm-hmm. Cause what was open in 22 ain't open in 23. Mm-hmm. But some of those things are, it really comes down to how you throw it, when you throw it, who you have, what type of scheme. I think that's always been a little bit part of the sauce of Madden, but now it's like okay, here you go. It's y'all want simulation? Here you go. This is as real as we can make it.
We were just talking about that, Ken. Yeah, just talking about that.
It's going to be interesting because you know a lot of people just said fuck it, I'm gonna do classic. I haven't seen a lot of backlash yet, but I feel like the data will tell them whether or not they can continue it. But so far with people just abandoning the whole system, I don't know if it's going to be a wide adoption like they want it to be.
But I think it depends on who, like what audience you're talking to, right? Because if you look at all of the Madden YouTubers, they all love this shit. So if we're talking about, you know.
Or they're paid to say that.
That could be true too, but I feel like I know what you're saying as far as like, there's like two conversation or two people, different audiences. It's like the niggas who play Madden, and then there's
you You got it in the chat.
It's 50-50 in the chat.
Nah, I think it's a handful of people who's gonna do the new
one. Nah, I think it's like, again, it's Madden niggas. Niggas who play Madden at the crib with their homies and whatnot. And then there's EA Sports players who want to be able to control and do all this shit, especially when they're in these tournaments and stuff like that. That's why I feel like most of that shit was improved upon was by those gamers, the ones who do those like tournaments that are like for $1 million. And like, damn, I wish I could throw it in that spot instead.
I've seen some of those tournaments. A lot of them motherfuckers be doing just basic, simple-ass shit. Glenn Derrick Henry at quarterback and just running the whole
Well, there are tournaments and leagues and stuff that put parameters in place that you can't do that. Like, there's even a league where it doesn't allow you to run an RPO. You do RPO, you're disqualified. You lost. You know, so there are different rules and subsets.
Sim-based
leagues. 100% leagues, tournaments, all that type of stuff. I'm more so going off of not even the tournament people, just the YouTubers, because I feel like those are the ones that have the most influence. We're talking about subscriber bases north of 500K. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the ones that EA is reaching out to saying, hey, look, this is, you know, we watch your content all year. We see what you're talking about. There's certain throws, this, that, and the third. And now you give it to these guys that already pretty much have mastered the platform. And now they're taking it to a whole nother level. And if those people are saying, nah, this is a good thing, I think EA would probably just keep it the way it is, where you could just turn it off if you
those
don't
are
want
high
it.
Level players, though.
Those are, but those are the play that's where they're getting a lot of the feedback from. And then also, not just from the actual player that you see on the screen, the comment section. The comment section, we're YouTubers, we know the comment section is the video after the video. You know what I'm saying? It's the community after you watch the video. So that's very powerful, Ken. And a lot of people that I'm seeing in these comments, it's 50-50. Like, there's people, and here's the thing, the people that don't like it, it's not like that, oh, this shit is just trash. It's like, I don't get it, or I don't want to adopt to
it. It's either, and I think it will show you just like how much of a gamer you are. 100. That's why I'm glad they didn't immerse yourself into it where you had to deal with it. It was like, we got three levels for you. As soon as the game cuts on, we got three levels. You want the classic shit, you want the free flow and all that shit, or you want a freestyle, that type of shit. I'm like, okay. That way, and then you can change that anytime. So it's not like if you don't like it, you have to deal with it. Like I said, like, so I do like that. I just think that I just think that if you really like a challenge, you won't go back. Yeah. I think moving forward, it would probably have to stay here now, because you've introduced it. So now we know you can do it. You know, so how are we go back now if only a select few people say?
Just now they added extra things to it.
Well, I feel like this though, Ken. I feel like this one doesn't feel like a gimmick. Remember the whole QB vision and depending on your awareness? It doesn't feel like that.
Because it's based off of just the throw and the quarterback.
Exactly.
That's because I think we talked about that too. We was like, bro, if you don't have a good quarterback, it really is going to show in this league.
Some of the throw, can you still win with a mediocre or a very limited quarterback? Of course. But you're going to be dinking and dunking your way. You're not going to take a lot of shots over the top, maybe two or three a game. But,
I do agree with that. Right. Destroyed.
You know, so it again, just kind of moonwalking back a little bit, this just feels like the realest simulation that they could have given
us. But for how long, though? Because we know that the game is out. So a lot of you are angry. They're going to have to tune it a little bit. I feel, and then it's going to get back to where people are comfortable playing. Like last year, it came out, it was very sim-based. People didn't like it, and then they complained, and then they did a lot of updates, and then it felt very much like the PS4. It felt very much like Madden 21. That's why people started playing though.
But here, do you feel that a lot of people are complaining about the gameplay? I don't feel the gameplay is an issue this year.
I think it is an issue. I think the issue more so is on the D-line and the time that everybody, that's all I see. We don't have any time to throw. You step back and get hit. And it's not like the superstars is doing it. It's the third and fourth stringers that pop in your ass.
Okay, so I think, and this has been a Madden issue for forever, right? I think this is the one thing that you tweak or you fix, you'll finally get it right, because I think the physics are right. The foundation of this Madden, and I know that it's based off of the architecture of FIFA of last year. And when that architecture came out, people were like, oh my God, like this is different. And I feel that 100%. Feels like every player is individual, right? Like you're not sucked into combined animations. Like, whatever I want to do, whatever you want to do, we going to go high point this thing. Or, you know, if you want to tackle, I could juke the hell out of you.
There are some that are starting to be repeated.
But there's a lot that we haven't seen yet. And a lot of, either way, right? The point that I'm getting to is I think that the gameplay can and the foundation of this game, the one thing that they need to fix is the O-line, either awareness or how aggressive they attack the defenders.
Because they just let the motherfuckers go back. Like, they push them one time, they be like, all right, bro, you got it.
Yeah, running backs too. Running backs too. And even on screenplays, it's like, it's better.
You know what it is? I haven't called a screenplay since 21.
I know you haven't.
I haven't called a screenplay since 21. Cause it's utterly.
That was your bread and butter.
Yep.
You remember? Yeah. I used to love, bro. Niggas.
I used to wait for that show.
But even then, just because I didn't use it doesn't mean like it's not there. Usually I would have wrinkles or like bring it up randomly. I don't use it no more because it doesn't matter. As soon as you see it happening, anybody can see it, and then that's if your D line is already in your face.
That's why I know there's a lot of tuning because I done ran a lot of plays. There are screenplays. I have called a screen. This is one. I forgot what formation is in. I think it's in a pistol. I call this screenplay almost 10 times, and the same thing happened over and over again. Nobody blocks. That defensive lineman, the linebacker just
come right back there.
He just come right there and hit me. And I'm like, okay, first I'm like, okay, well, maybe they just called a blitz or something. And after a while, it's like, okay, the computer's going to call something different. Now I say, okay, they got to fix that. That's how I know there's some mechanics in the game that has to be fixed that they haven't figured out yet. Going back to the passing, I think they're heading in the right direction. I do believe that. But there are some throws, man. I'll throw some throws. These motherfuckers just drop the ball for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, a lot of drops.
Yep, you get hit. There's a lot of high catch animation. Even when I don't throw the ball high, these motherfuckers jumping up to catch the ball, and they're knocking the ball out. There's Tip and the defensive lineman are catching the ball, which was a glitch at the end of Madden 22.
The defensive line is catch. Remember that game we played that got cut off where Kayvon, who was it? Tavon Walker or something like that?
Yeah,
I was with the Jags. This FIFO tried to throw a screen, and nigga threw it right there. I'm like, he caught this bitch right here.
There's some plays where you get perfect accuracy, and I'll throw it low, and the guy come right there and hit. They'll throw it right to the defender. Like it's a spacing play. This is a simple pitch and catch, and they're throwing it right to the defender. There are things that they have built into the game that they have to tweak. But I think they're, in terms of the physics, though, they're heading in the right direction. Yeah. There's still some animation shit in there that I've noticed.
Of course. This is never, or I don't know, you know, I'm not a computer person to that degree. I can't say that there's never going to be animations. Obviously, it's animation-based. You have to base it off of something. But where they are, to me, it is a big jump from where they were in 22.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think they've
made big jumps on a lot of the realness of the
situation. Who's it going to challenge the most? Because, I guess the running feels like it's easy as shit.
Running is amazing.
Yeah, I like running.
Running is amazing.
There are some motherfucking massive assholes that are happening.
Though I will say this. When I played, we'll get into the weeks and the shit out of that. But when the last person I played, we'll get to, the way he played with that running back, ain't no way in hell he that good. Ain't no way in hell he that good. Bruh, he busted through like 3-4 tackles. I'm like, bruh. No, bruh. Don't say that like Najee Harris is like Jerome Bettis. I'm just saying, and it's a Super Bowl defense.
Wait, hold on, Nick.
I'm just saying, that's what it is. Are we not?
But you said that like you had top 10 behind you.
No, I'm saying I've seen this nigga play this defense twice a season. And I've seen him not do not matter of what he did in that game.
I totally agree with you. The running is very OP now. And especially the cuts and shit.
Yeah. Oh, the cuts are amazing, though.
Yeah. I love the cuts and stuff, but the running, in terms of the offensive line, are very OP.
To me, it's more about the
Cliff is going to have a fucking.
To me, I'm not upset about the breaking the tackle. It's the game tackle. You should not be able to break two. When two people are coming at you, two professional NFL defenders, regardless if it could be two corners, it could be two D linemen, it could be two linebackers, whatever. If it's two against one, you should win that.
Yeah.
There's no way you should be busting through two people where I have to have a third defender to come get you. Yeah, come on, bro. So
I think that's almost the balance. Like, if you can't throw it, so then you'll be able to run it. But I think they'll change that. I think the people that's going to struggle the most is, are people that rely on gimmicks and people that can't read defense. Mm-hmm. And some of those throws, some of the throws and reads that you have to make have to come so quickly.
Mm-hmm. And they made the defense so much more fluid. FIFA mm-hmm. called it out early. He was like, Nick, you gonna love the linebackers. And I was like, well,
I told you,
bro, he over here talking shit. Nah, whatever. I'm thinking he trying to get into my head, Ken. Bro, I'm playing that game, and I was like, I remember going back to that Jags game with the bro. There was a pass where I know FIFA thought he had a touchdown because it was a slant for one of his receivers, and I followed the.
I played the inside,
but then I was like,
peeled off.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, something's telling me this nigga gonna peel back. So I peeled back right as soon as he threw it, like he drove down, like he made a long ass drive to get down there. The way the linebackers move so fluid.
I told you.
It's beautiful, kid. I'm a pig and slot. Every time I care about defense more than offense. Offense, I'm still trying to get that freestyle shit down, throwing it up whoever. On defense, I'm just sitting back like, all right, whatever you about to do, I can handle it.
Yeah, my schemes work, but they don't, I can't get what I want on command right now.
I haven't seen you play, but I don't know, man. The way you're
you need to me, I need personnel still, but the scheme is with the personnel is so much easier.
It seems like your shit should be easier this year.
I can't get the same type of pressure I was.
Yeah, that's
the difference.
Yeah, that's the difference with him.
I can't get the pressure. My coverage is nice, but the pressure ain't the same.
If you don't, that's what I was saying. Like with the Jags, they have a great defensive line, and then with the number two overall pick or number one. With Walker, I was able. There was a play that I kept calling continuously to see if it would keep working on FIFA, and I always got to the QB. There was always a guy coming straight for the QB. I was like, oh, okay. If you have a D line, you're going to be straight. That's why the dude with the Steelers, he was able to get so much pressure. Burrow was on his ass the whole game when I was playing. It's like, as soon as I hiked the ball, I'm trying to get up out of the pocket, and he right there, and it's like, you can't do nothing. I know, that's why I'm not, that's why I had to start practicing just taking the two-step drop and trying to gun it out. But it's like the D-line will get you in 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, it's been a little bit tough. How do y'all feel about the free form? Let me tell you my personal experience. I like it when it works. It hasn't always worked for me. Now, two things that I'm noticing. Number one, when I try to use it, the majority of the passes are bullets. So when I'm trying to get it over, and throw it like that, like it's not doing it. So it's like throwing it right at the DB.
You gotta, and Ken said this too, you processing a lot, but your fingers don't always process as quickly as how you trying to think about it. Because in your head, you're going through your reads. Oh, this is one-on-one coverage. I got a wide receiver on linebacker, bet. I just gotta wait a couple seconds, throw it up top. You know what I mean? But when you click it, you don't know how that wide receiver is going to come off. You don't know how quick that pressure is going to come. It speeds up everything to where you're just hitting like all three things at once where it comes out like a bullet pass. And that's why you saw in that one game too. Like you saw me try to get it over top to Chase. Mm-hmm. I lobbed that bitch as from how I normally do, but I was trying to lob it in front of him like mm-hmm. how they show you in the game or on the tutorial. It didn't go there. He was luckily the dude didn't turn around and catch it because that was a straight pick right there. He just kicked it back and then I got an easy touchdown off of some goofy shit, but
so bullet passing is one issue I have. The other one is, for whatever reason, it's like when I'm utilizing free form, it's like it throws it off the back foot. Like it's not staying front, like moving forward in the pocket. Like it's throwing one of them, and it's just like, bro, I'm not moving. I stopped. I'm not moving back.
And this is why I wanted you to talk about. I wanted y'all to talk about this because Foreign said in the chat already. Have y'all thought about going back to classic?
Well, here's the thing. It's individual based.
I understand. I'm just saying that's what I'm asking. Have y'all thought of it?
I'm not. Because I'm a master this shit. I'm a figure it out.
Okay.
I may not figure it out the first season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you can still go back and forth through season. Are you going to do one season classic, one season free?
Nah, I'm gonna stay with it. What I'm messing with now is the reticle speed, how quick or how sensitive it is. Because I've been watching a couple tutorials and they're saying that it's really QB and release based. Like, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
So you got to figure out, damn.
So I've been going in practice. Yeah. I've been going in practice. I've been trying to figure out what I like, what I don't like. I even went as far as doing the slowdown as slow as possible so that way I can see it. Because when it's live like that, bruh, like sometimes you don't see it.
I like to be forced by fire. So like I need the live shit. That's why I was like, I was asking for hella user games or just regs that we play against each other, just because I'm like, I need to know what it's like to be in the moment. Cause all that slowdown shit when that tutorial, I was like, it threw me off to still. So I was just like, fuck it, give me what is sped up. Cause I need to, it's the muscle memory that I'm trying to focus on. Cause like in the game, when I'm overthinking, I'm pressing all types of buttons. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So cause as soon as I see a nigga open, I'm like, all right, let me try to do it here. And I'm hitting X, triangle, square, all that shit.
I call it scissors. And X will go here and circle go here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, circle, circle, circle. But somehow I hit X. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Because you forget that your thumb is probably most likely on X and circle a majority of
the
time.
The thing is, like, it shouldn't be any different than Madden 22. So I don't understand why my brain is confused. And I think it's that damn fucking shit. Yeah. It's like, not only do I have to hit the button, I also got to figure out the freeform shit. When I throw the fucking
you hitting three buttons because it's not the just the
yeah because you're moving
yeah,
the pass
but then mode. You also got to hit either L1 or L2 depending on if you want a high throw or low throw depending on like you're having to read.
L2 is not a low throw. L2 is freeform.
L2 is a low throw.
No, it's not.
What's the low throw?
There is no low throw. So
no. There's a throw. There's a low throw on that tutorial, bro.
If you're only using it for
what fade routes and shit.
No. So you know, there's three different ways that you can set up this freeform passing. There's what is it? Something in accuracy and then
yeah,
just
accuracy. Placement and accuracy.
Placement and accuracy.
Placement and passing.
So when you put it on placement and accuracy, L2 is not a low throw. L2 activates freeform. So then now you're able to move. That's the reason why I ask you if you want the reticle near, far, or no max distance. Mm-hmm. So that reticle, when you hit L2, you know that gray bubble that's mm-hmm. around you? When you have no max distance, you could put the ball wherever you want. You could legit throw 100 yards.
Oh, well, so I thought I was throwing
low throws. No. So L2 allows you to put the ball wherever you want. Beyond that gray thing, right at the gray thing, inside, outside, back shoulder, that's what freeform is.
Everywhere.
It does.
Bruh, there was, bruh, my thing is this. If the nigga wide open, it should be there. I have Joey B, one of the most accurate, his completion percentage, said it, like he was the NFL leader in completion percentage. Why the fuck is this nigga throwing it out of bounds when the guy's streaking upside the sideline?
So there's a lot of shit happening in the passing game, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't hit L2, it's still up to you to place the ball.
I'm going back to classic, bro. I'm not, bro. Real talk. I'm just gonna do this season with it because as I'm listening, just trying to see like, all right. Let me see if these niggas, I can get talked back in.
So look.
It's too much, bro. Like, look, I ain't about to do all that shit.
Look.
And I know most of the motherfuckers are going to be just like you. And that's what I'm trying to say.
I'll come back to it. I'll come back to it. Yeah, I'll come back to it, bro.
They are real people.
I know real people. Like, they ain't fucking around with that shit.
So look, a real person don't get it, the deluxe edition. Right. We wait on Friday like everybody else.
We got it. So when you go to just pass, right, you got the accuracy meter, right, that goes like this.
Which is some bullshit.
It is some bullshit. I'm not with that.
Them over and be throwing to the
yep.
corner.
I don't really like that much. But now inside of that gray, you can select where that ball goes. So if you press like right, let's say they're doing a drag route to the right, and you press right, it puts it to the outside. If you press it like inside, it'll throw it behind them. Mm-hmm. You hit low, it's a low throw. You go up, supposedly it goes up, but that's neither here nor there. The up one don't work for me. Then when you freeform with the L2, now you can go beyond that gray circle by a lot, depending on your
QB.
Setting. Depending on your setting.
Oh, okay.
So if it's near, right, and you hit freeform, and this is my gray rectangle, I can't really go past where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If I put far, and I'm trying to, you know, like, this is my gray rectangle, I could throw it to Spike Lou because it's far from the rectangle. Mm-hmm. No max distance, I could throw it to the goddamn, to the other building across the street.
Mm-hmm. You hear all that? Yeah. Like, all that you got to process in, like,
and 3 seconds. While you have literally a 300-pound yeah. defensive lineman coming at you.
Yep, so there's the great shit. And then once you got to figure out what you're going to do within the great shit, then you can hit the L2 to figure out where you want to place the ball.
And that's only if he's open.
Right.
And but it's not if he's open. You could throw it into coverage, just back shoulder that hole.
Well, let me ask you this. How's it working for you?
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
I feel like I'm doing everything.
It's also just the first week and a half that we added to. So like,
look. Let's be honest. When we all first got Madden 22 on the new console, how many people made the playoff? Two. It was like two people.
Oh, I thought it was somebody. Well, I feel like, So I'm gonna add to what you're just saying. Like, this feels very similar to last year. Bunch of complaining, this, who's that. Man, by season 2, season 3,
we all had it.
Everybody had it. So that's why I ain't really saying tripping. Shit. I'm just, you know, it's just a matter of time. Like, I think one thing that I did notice is, like, the reaction of the DBs and the defenders are quick. They don't they no longer just sit there and wait. Mm-mm. They actually, if you throw the ball, they're
going.
The ball.
They're going on it.
So that's an adjustment. And
so like flats work. You could run a flat zone and that cornerback is gonna attack that ball.
I know. I've tried to get it to some tight ends in the flat.
Nope.
Let's get, because we're coming up on time. Let's get to the what we actually here to talk about.
All right, so shit, we got a whole bunch of new people, old people.
We got 16 users.
16 users.
The most we've ever had, I think, ever.
Yeah, in this league.
Two waiting to get in.
Well, they're waiting on PlayStation 5, so if y'all got digital.
So they're going to be 24. And, you know, this nigga Lou don't even. He want to go to Best Buy and be right there on the display. No, nigga, it's not going.
Yeah, but so we got a whole bunch of people. So just make sure that you're tuning in to all of our Twitches, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be broadcasting all of the games, and you will see a lot of user games being broadcasted. Right now, we just started a new league, obviously, Madden 23. I got the 49ers, Nick got the Bengals, Ken got the Saints, and we're here trying to do our thing. We just got past preseason. I got shellacked by the CPU, and it's a bad CPU.
I didn't win
team.
One preseason game.
I didn't either.
I didn't really care about it, but it was also kind of like, damn, I can't win one preseason.
Yeah.
That was
worried. Yeah. And
I'm now just depending on user games. I'm scared to play that CPU. I'm scared, boy. Especially on some random ass team. Like, you go face the Lions, you be like,
and the Lions got some talent too.
Lions. Hey, Aiden Hutchinson gonna come from my bruh. He gonna come from Burrow neck.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy in these streets. So I think season one is gonna be kind of sort of difficult. The majority of my user games are on my second half. Like legit, my first like 6-7 games are all CPU.
Mine's
and
all
the
over.
Rest of them are all user.
Mine's are all over the place. I start off because you know I'm in the AFC North. So our Mextric OG came back. He's got the Ravens, and then I got what was it, Jamil. He got the Steelers. We just played our week one.
How'd that go for you?
Offensively horrendous, but defensively I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like that first half was just really just all defense for me, and I think he was just getting adjusted to how I play defense. I think everybody gets adjusted to how I play defense. At first it seemed like this nigga all over the place, and then you kind of can see that okay, he picks his spots, but. Offensively, I just, cause I can't. I'm really playing like Jimmy Garoppolo. Like real talk. Like I'm literally like, if you watch that first game, it looked like it. First, like there's good stuff here and there, but overall, when you're trying to get to that passing consistently, like I'm just trying to just see what works, see what Burrow can do, cause I feel like he's a top 10 QB at least in the game, let alone in reality. So he should be able to get certain throws off and off the run and stuff like that. Bro, he wasn't doing none of that shit. If there's pressure, or there's anything, if there's any kind of thing that where he's not upright in, you know, passing perfect mode, he can go anywhere. So that's why I'm just like, all right, how do I want to utilize this offense now? Cause at this point, what I like is that this Madden has neutralized all the weapons, kind of, sort of. Like, it don't really matter if you got a fast motherfucker. It don't really matter if you got a superstar. It don't matter if you got, you know what I'm saying, a Hall of Famer. it don't matter. You just have to put the ball in the right. It's all decision making. That's what I think. I think I said in the chat, I was like, it's whoever wins Super Bowl is going to be the best decision maker in the league. Because everything else don't matter. So it's like, now that make you even draft different.
You can't get away with bullshit.
Yeah.
There's some bullshit in the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a video game.
Yeah, but right now, it hasn't been found yet.
I like what you said. I feel that you can neutralize everything to a degree. I think the speedy guys, you can play a lot of cover four, shade over the top. Like, you can neutralize that, especially if you got a pass rush. That's why I said in the chat, like, tall wide receivers are in vogue. Go get you a 6'5 motherfucker. Throw that shit high. They're like, who? If you got 5'11 corner, bro, they're not going to jump up there and get it. You know, it's just the physics.
Me neither. I thought the same way, because when I first saw when I first heard you talk about it, and then I saw the game, I was like, oh, he's right. It is going to be like that. Because in practice, I was getting some shit off with a tight end. But in the game, it's a different way that they move. Like,
I feel you. So look, the defense is definitely a step ahead of the offense right now for
all of us. Right?
So what I'm saying is that when you do get those one-on-one matchups, it's not about just burning past somebody anymore, right? Like, you can have a 6'5 dude with 87 speed and throw a back shoulder, just let him go high point the ball if you see that one. If you have the time, if everything goes right? Like, that's what football is. It's a timing thing. It's choreographed. It's not instant, oh, I'm going to just do whatever I want to do. It ain't free form, you know, no pun intended. But it is what
you always say that.
It is what it is.
Waiting on to say that pun, man.
It is what it is. Ken, who did you play first week?
I played Chris. So it's three users in my division. Damn, we both in the division with three users.
Yep.
Thanks.
I like it though.
I do too.
Cause they shit ball. Yeah. So. Oh, you know, I gotta start the season off talking shit.
Yeah, so I played Chris, and you know, he always got some shit. He's working on some shit. He caught me with a couple of shit that he was doing. But, you know, it got ugly real quick.
Ooh. And, yeah, he told me. He called me. He was like, man, that nigga Kamara had about 200-something in the first half. So, okay, who you like more? You like Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara?
He told me, he was like, bro, hey, Kamara, damn near like Cook 2.0, bro.
He is, yeah. He was getting, and that was my first time actually, like, pressing down, like really running with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, this motherfucker getting everything. Even the shit where he would stop, I was like, okay. But Cook's still my guy.
Gotcha. But,
I only went away from Cook because people were talking shit. They were saying that, you know, I can only run with Cook.
They only said it's because they want to take you from him. That's why Adrian took, remember when Adrian had Joe Mixon and shit? I was like, yo, punk ass.
So, yeah, I can run with any fucking body. But, yeah, Cook is nice. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything necessarily that I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about what he did or didn't do, and that he wasn't putting the ball.
Yeah,
it was like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, this is not 22, bro.
One of the top defenders in the league, bro.
Yeah,
like, you need to punt the ball, like, because if you keep rolling the dice, you're not gonna get it.
That's why I realized some people are going, it's the adjustment. They're not gonna realize like, oh, I have to actually play smart.
And Chris strikes me as a person that's just how you play, and he's gonna keep doing that. He's just added to the offense, and he's going to find the plays that he's going to go to, that when it comes to fourth down situation,
he's going
to be able to get
that
off. That's how I read him.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't think that's a smart strategy in 23, at least not early on. I definitely think you got to play as close to real football as possible. Because even against the CPU, like, fourth and one, they coming. Like, they not taking it lightly.
And it's hard for these receivers to get out their breaks. I promise you. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm like,
yeah,
bro. Because even on slant routes, I'm like, I just need 1 second. Like, I'm not getting that. They be, bro, they be like, they be like joint practices. They about to be tossing niggas around. I'm like, bro.
In Madden 22, a good DB would completely toss a sorry-ass receiver off his route. The receiver just over there on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one, they kind of do the same thing. They just wrestling.
And I'm like, I got Jamar Chase. He shouldn't be locked up like that.
But anyway.
Yeah. A little bit back to the running game. The thing I do like about the running game, and even kick returns, It feels like, yes, it feels like I can make you miss and I can go. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like before it was like, you get ran down.
Too many people.
On this one, you could break one, maybe two, and you could really go. And here's the other thing too. It's not just the motherfuckers with 95 plus speed. A dude with 90 speed on a kickoff can break it, bro.
I be seeing the holes. I just haven't maneuvered through them, but I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying, bros. They neutralize, outside of defense, on the offensive side or special teams, they neutralize speed.
Did you? Yep. Already? Damn.
I did. So it's like,
I got a punt return touchdown in my personal league. Man, like, on this one, Ken, I think it's gonna be very interesting. This is what I said like off air before we even decided to start recording. I think this is gonna accentuate what a lot of people do best. Mm-hmm. Offensively, I think it's gonna come. But right now, like, I think that Nate and Foreign are salivating at the defense. I already knew you was gonna love the linebacking. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, this thing, he's gonna have three superstar linebackers. Cause once he makes one superstar, let me start playing with the other.
That's how I normally do. That's how I don't even give a fuck. You can give me a nigga that's rated 66. As long as he's like at least the 86, 87 speed, I'm cool, bro. He's gonna be all right.
You know what I'm saying? I think you with defense in the run game, like that. Here go Ken from Madden 20. Like, bruh, like, I don't know how we gonna stop that. Cliff, I think, is gonna be right back at it. I think the one I'm categorizing them. The rollout users? Oh no, that shit's a wrap.
You can't keep rolling. You can't roll out.
Shit all over the fucking.
And that's why, and I love that because you can't roll out. You really can't. So like,
you gotta stay in that.
You gotta stay in the pocket. That's what I realized. I hope it does last.
I think, you know, the reason why I think it will, because they removed escape artist as a superstar ability. Yeah. It's an X factor only.
Yeah, I know, but still, if your quarterback is mobile enough, you can still.
No, I think it's the way that they have the D lineman playing.
I think Joe Burrow is like the litmus test as far as like, if you're faster than Joe Burrow, you're probably more likely a mobile quarterback. If you're not, then you're not. So for me, when I try to do that, like, I've been trying to do that like bootleg, see how that works. Once you get away with it once, that motherfucker is on your ass. He's pushing your offensive line. Yep. Like, as soon as you even try to move with he's right there.
Yep.
And he's moving your offensive lineman in a direction towards you. So it's kind of like, either you're going to have to stop and throw or you're going to have to cut back. But if you cut back, somebody else is right there. It's like.
No, but it's so early. Like, they're going to make so many patches that they're going to have to fix the O-line to be more responsive. That at some point, is going to kind of neutralize each other, and that you will be able to sort of get out of the pocket. Now, what impact would that have on the secondary and the linebackers and stuff, I don't know. But if they just adjust and tweak the line, it's going to be some give and take there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think that this is probably one of the Maddens with the least amount of patchwork needed at open. Now, I'm not saying it's a perfect game, but shit, I think it's the best – open and play Madden that we've had in a little bit.
I'll say by the next episode we do. I'll let you know about that. But that's a good take. Another thing I would say before we wrap up is this is the first. I think it's one of the first few times that none of us are in the same division. We're all separated. Exactly. We're all separated and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how we do as the individuals in our division instead of beating up on each other. And let some random ass nigga like CJ get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I'm not gonna talk.
You in the same division as him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got the Cardinals.
He got the Cardinals. Yeah, I'm surprised he picked the Cardinals over the Rams.
Russ 2.0. But he can't do that rollout shit.
That's what I'm saying. Over the.
There's somebody.
I don't think CJ gonna find it though.
If there's one nigga in this world that can do it, it's him.
I feel you.
Watch.
But look, I got enough speed. I got enough speed. Right. He ain't gonna be able to get to the outside like that.
If the game is glitchy, there's only so much speed you can do.
That's true.
At this point, that's true. Speed does not really matter.
Yeah. So, you know.
Unless you're talking about D-line.
Because of broken tackles. The tackle battles, the broken tackle, like, it, you know. But you also, I see a lot more fumbles.
I know. That was so weird. I had one the second and on a kickoff. I was like, oh, it's gonna be that type of game. But I think for me, the last thing I'll say before we get out of here is I still don't know how I want to attack offensively. Everything I've
Me neither.
Had on 22 is just
it don't gone. Work. So all your plays are gone,
bro. Some of my favorite, most of my, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Most of my favorite plays. I haven't went through the single back.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite iPhone formate plays is just gone. Everybody wow. know about now because I, you know, I just kill them with it. The double post, the iPhone double post. I'm gonna play action. So many options, and now it's gone. It's not even there anymore. At least I haven't seen it. But it's just the way the computer plays. Like, I don't know what my scheme is gonna be.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
So one of my favorite formations is iPhone tight, or not iPhone tight. Gun tight end where everybody's close. Mm-hmm. Typically, my inside wide receiver runs a post. I like that play.
No.
So this guy does a corner route. The outside guy does an out route. This wide receiver does a drag.
I know the play you're talking
yeah,
about.
And then the tight end goes behind the linebacker, so it makes the linebackers choose. I love that play. I love that formation. One of my go tos on. Third and medium, like third, four, third, five, it's called Chargers In. My outside wide receiver does a drag. It's not open because now that corner that's in a flat or any type of zone jumps it.
The zones work.
So that's no longer an option. And, bro, I've thrown so many interceptions against users or CPU. So there's a lot of retraining my eyes to mm-hmm. go different places because mm-hmm. it's not the same reads.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, it isn't. Yeah, even though that was one of my – I was going to stop using it anyway because people start picking up on it and still go something else. But yeah, but we'll see, man.
Yeah, still running the custom playbook. Fuck you, hoes that don't
oh, yeah,
don't like the shit.
Playbook. I just as everybody does,
as you should.
But it's just some plays, and I saw y'all taking some of my plays out there too.
Uh oh,
that's cool.
That's what's up, man. Look, the league podcast more than likely Tuesdays, sometimes Thursdays. But we back at it, man. Madden 23. Make sure you follow me, FIFO247 on Twitch. WESISI for Nick on Twitch. And what? Hold on, 11, right?
Yeah. WESISI number 11.
11. And then KBNs, man. You already know what it is, man. But we out. We'll be back next week. Give you an update on how week 2 goes. Or shit, nah, hell no. We're going to be like damn near midway through the season.
Yeah.
Next time we do the podcast. But yeah, we'll catch you next Tuesday, maybe Thursday. We out. Peace.
Peace. I'm up.